Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Well, Barack Obama thinks he has problems heading into the political problems anyway, heading into the State of Union address tomorrow. You should take a look across the pond in Ireland. Ireland's Green Party pulled out of the coalition government there, leaving the Prime Minister, Brian Cowan, in charge now officially of a minority administration.
I have to accept the decision that they've made. I want to thank them for the work that they've done during the course of this administration. The important thing now is to have an orderly completion of the finance bill in the interests of the country. And then, obviously, we move to dissolution of the Dáil and a general election.
Joining us now, Stephen Collins, political editor for the Irish Times, joining us from Dublin. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning.
So I hate to say it, but it's beginning to look a little more like Tunisia in Ireland than it is a working sort of government there. Where do we stand this morning?
Well, that's a bit of an exaggeration, or a wild exaggeration. We have a parliamentary issue. We'll have a general election probably on the 25th of February. So it's really kind of positioning and parties manoeuvring ahead of the election. It's been brought forward because the government has lost its majority. The small party in government, the Greens, have withdrawn from government slightly ahead of an agenda because they want to get that election over and done with, and so does the opposition. So what we're looking at today is the finance minister is discussing with the opposition a method by which they can pass what's termed the finance bill through Parliament by the end of this week so that they can then go ahead and have the election before the end of February.
Stephen Collins, is it possible that these party partners that have pulled out of the government are trying to confine the political fallout from the financial crisis in Ireland that really precipitated all this to Brian Cowan himself, whose popularity is in the low double digits, if it's even in the double digits?
Yeah, well, they're certainly trying to salvage something for themselves out of what has happened, because Brian Cowan is no longer really a player in politics. He is not running again in the next election, and he's standing down. So it's a question of his party not running.
Well, tell us about that for a moment. I mean, you know, this is one of the parties like the JDP in Japan or the PRI in Mexico that's basically been, in control in Ireland one way or another for a generation or more. What is the future for Fianna Fáil?
Well, absolutely. You're absolutely right. Those analogies are correct. And the party has been the dominant party since 1932. The future is looking pretty bleak. For the first time since 1932, they're not going to be the biggest party in the next parliament. They'll be lucky to be the third biggest party or possibly even the fourth biggest party. Their future is that they're going to be in opposition for a long time, and they might not even survive because the other opposition parties will take control and there are other left-wing parties who will be coming up on the over the horizon. And the real problem for Fianna Fáil is whether it will actually exist at all or not.
Wow. What does that mean in terms of policy? Does that shift Ireland to the left? Does it create a kind of gridlock? Are we going to see Ireland moving in a direction that opposition parties have wanted it to go for quite a while?
Well, the main opposition party is a centrist party. Irish parties are not like the European left-right parties. They're more like the American parties, actually,
right.
The Democrats and Republicans. Fianna Fáil, who had been in power, like the Democrats, Fine Gael, were taking over, are a bit like your Republicans. They have a liberal wing and they have a conservative wing. To achieve power, they'll probably have to go into coalition with the moderate Labour Party. So it would be very much a centrist government. The policies won't change, I think, very dramatically from the outgoing government's policies, except the outgoing government has taken all the
right.
tough decisions. So the new government coming in, if they're lucky, and if the world economy picks up a little bit, and the Irish economy
right.
picks up as a result, they'll be okay.
Stephen Collins, political editor for the Irish Times. Status quo or gridlock? Those are the options in Ireland this morning. Thanks so much.